70, not 98. In honor of Puck on his 14th birthday, why the 7-year rule for dog years is nonsense, and how a simple 2-point rule delivers realistic results. The old rule of thumb says, one dog year equals 7 human years. According to this calculation, Puck would be, on his 14th birthday, 98 years old today. But that is obviously nonsense. Realistically, Puck is about 70 human years old. How does this enormous difference come about? And why is the 7-year rule so far off? Why the 7-year rule doesn't work? Dogs do not age linearly, but the 7-year rule acts as if every dog year meant the same aging progress. In reality, dogs age extremely fast in the first year, more comparable to 15 human years, a bit slower in the second year, and from the third year on, moderately, about 4 human years per dog year. This makes it clear, the blanket 7 years fit neither at the beginning nor in later age. The simple 2-point rule, realistic and easy to remember. Modern veterinary medical data can be reduced to 2 memory aids. First dog year equals 15 human years. Second dog year equals plus 9 human years. From then on, plus 4 years per dog year. That's all you need to get a much more accurate estimate. How old is Puck really? Puck turns 14 years old today. With the new rule, we get first dog year, 15 human years. Second dog year, 24 human years. From the third year, 11 further dog years, times 4, equals 44 human years. Total, 15 plus 9 plus 44 equals 68 human years. If you typically round the age a bit generously, you get about 70 years, a healthily aged senior, but not a centenarian. Conclusion, the 7-year rule is a likable myth, but clearly disproven scientifically. In contrast, a simple 2-point rule delivers surprisingly precise results and explains why Puck is about 70 today and not nearly 100. All the best, dear Puck, to many more healthy years.